Okay, well, I'm back. And for all of you nature nuts, like me, I'd rather get excited about nature than drama. My poor old brain needs something to focus on, so I need to focus on something positive. The more positive stuff I can focus on, like nature and the backdrop of the sound of the wind chimes and excitement of a possible coming storm. Yeah, why not? I love it. We have two wooden wind chimes, a bigger one that you're hearing, and one that's a bug that's really little. So that's four. We have a shell one that doesn't seem to make any noise. I think it just sways back and forth in the wind and looks pretty. Yeah, it does seem like it's really going to blow up a storm. All the birds and everything are quiet before the storm, apparently. We have the wind as our messenger. And the wind chimes as indicators. Yeah, there's two wooden ones. The bug one that my sister gave me. Big one, the shell one. And then there's another one floating around here somewhere that I don't hear it though. Yes, I believe there are two big ones. I cannot remember. The shell does not make any noise, so you can't really tell what it's doing. It's just so relaxing. Some people may think that's a waste, but I think it's wonderful. There's a jay. One time when this was probably about 20 years ago, I was relieving my dog, Elmer. I brushed my head against a tree branch, the bottom of it, and the next thing I felt, it was like nighttime, the next thing I felt was a little bird flying about my head. It was the most beautiful thing, but the poor bird must have been scared half out of his wits. was a really cool experience, though. I definitely love nature. It was really a neat experience, even just having my domesticated doves who don't like eating from my hands. The time that I fed them when I had realized Todd had forgotten to feed them. I was feeding them and they were literally eating from my hand. They ate like two or three handfuls from my hand. I could just feel their beaks, you know, kind of a tickling sensation. Kind of a tickling, lightly pricking sensation as they got closer and closer down to my skin as they were grabbing a seed from my hand. I think it's really neat to have experiences with animals and to just be a part of nature and to realize that, you know, we aren't the only ones that exist here on this earth and that we have to take care of our animals, both domesticated and the ones in the wild. It's important. And, you know, they were created here to be a part of our environment, and we need to respect them and love them, but we love the wild ones from afar because they need to be wild, and they are what helps this earth to exist and the food chain, you know. We need to live in harmony with the earth and in harmony with the food chain and not think that we're little gods and disturb the whole shooting match, you know. It's a put in a certain order. And I definitely believe that our God is a God of order, not chaos. We humans like to create chaos. We're so good at it. Now, I recognize you might not share my opinion, but it is one that I will probably always keep. And it better not be 4 o'clock. Oh, apparently it's a mailman. I wish the shell one made noise. When you're putting it up, though, it has such a cool noise. Sounds like dominoes in the background. It looks very pretty. It looks really nice. I believe Mom or Tara, one of the two, gave that to me also. I just heard a little chirp from a waxwing, a cedar waxwing. Yeah, did you hear that? Doubtful on this stupid microphone. I heard a robin whinny. It's really cool. People of today need to really start caring about nature. I think if we took our eyes off the computer and put them on to nature, it would be such a better experience. I think the computer is foster the get it now attitude. Because you can get everything with one click.